2 weeks reported a 28% reduction in their stress levels. 78% of adults report feeling a deep sense of gratitude at least once a week. So I guess being thankful and being grateful help not only spiritually, but also physically and emotionally. They have a lot of benefits. So how gratitude can change your body and brain? Time and time again, studies show that expressing appreciation not only is beneficial for your health, but it also increases your happiness and life satisfaction and overall well-being. And gratitude helps you feel positive, express emotions, develop relationships, and reflect on positive experiences and deal with adverse situations. In fact, expressing gratitude is a powerful predictor of psychological well-being, with researchers finding that gratitude and life satisfaction are deeply interconnected. This association is not surprising, given the positive feeling we all experience after receiving a thank you note. I don't know if you have ever received a thank you note, but I have a lot from you guys, and it's just a good feeling to receive, right? Or sharing a word of appreciation with a friend. More amazing is that the process of writing a gratitude letter physically changes the brain and improves mental health. The American Heart Association found that gratitude can actually lower blood pressure and improve immune functions. When you practice thankfulness, you lower your risk of major depression, anxiety disorders, and reduce your likelihood of dependence on nicotine, alcohol, and drugs. That's how gratitude changes your body and your brain. How gratitude changes your thoughts and relationships. According to the research from the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, gratitude not only makes people feel good in the present, but it also increases the likelihood that people will function optimally and feel good in the future. The act of kindness, the act of thinking positive thoughts about others can also lead to stronger relationships and deeper connections with people. When you regularly express gratitude to your loved ones, to your friends, to your coworkers, to the members of the church, it makes it easier to express also concerns and work through problems in the future. Gratitude is equally important for children and teens. Among teens, an age group that often struggle with feelings and of inadequacy, the act of routinely expressing gratitude leads to increased motivation and improve their well-being. Likewise, young children benefit from learning how to express gratitude. I remember when Jomar was little, I want to make sure that you show your kids manners, right? And I'm pretty sure many parents have done this. But when Jomar woke up, I want to make sure, hey, he forgot, since he was little, 2 or 3 years old, good morning, good night, thank you, mom, thank you, dad, thank you, whoever was giving him something, just to kind of like, you know, remind him that he needed to respond to people's actions and good actions, and he learned. And sometimes as a parents, we try to teach something to the kids and you don't know if they will apply in life. But, you know, I'm glad that my son, is very thankful and have learned to say thank you, not only just because I teach him, but also teaching him the fact that it's just a great gift that God has given us to be grateful, not only to him, but to people. So it's good to teach kids from an early age to be thankful. So likewise, young children benefit from learning how to express gratitude. Researchers concluded that gratitude might contribute to happiness by operating as an important component of children's relationships. In other words, if a child is constantly aware of how they are cared for by their parents or how they love to play with a friend, those relationships can foster greater happiness. So a lot of good information about gratitude. Now, how to have a spirit of thanksgiving every day, right? Because sometimes people feel like it's only in Thanksgiving that we need to give thanks to God. But how we can have a spirit of thanksgiving every single day of our life, no matter what happened in our lives, right? So while it is important to make a habit of expressing gratitude, try not to make gratitude another item to be checked in our list, right? Instead, it's important that we set aside a few moments each week to reflect and express gratitude. And this is something that we had tried to cultivate also in school. Each morning, I always give the opportunity to the kids to not only express a prayer request, but what are you thankful for? And I know it's kind of hard sometimes for them because they probably never have this question before. So I try to cultivate that they can think of at least one thing that they can be thankful for that day or for that week. It's important. According to Robert Emmons, a PhD, the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude, he said that the important thing is to establish the habit of paying attention to gratitude as inspiring events, right? To be aware of the things that are happening around us in our lives. When we go to the supermarket or when we go to school or when we go to work, right? Just to be aware and just put more attention on some type of gratitude as inspiring event or experience. It is equally important to be intentional and think about your blessings and their connection to your life. For example, don't simply say you are thankful for a specific person or experience, but instead include the why. Why you're thankful for that person, why you're thankful for that experience, why you're thankful for your job, why you're thankful for health. And just be as specific behind your thankfulness. Don't know how to make gratitude a constant ritual in your life? Try the you can try different type of activities throughout your daily experience, right? One of the things that I have tried to be more intentional about is because sometimes when you're busy, right? You're working, you have family, church, son, husband, and dog, and the list goes on and on and on. Sometimes it's just like, you know, it gets overwhelmed, and sometimes your relationship with God kind of take the last place. And so I have been trying to be more intentional. And, you know, when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I say is, thank you, God, for waking me up. Thank you, God, for this day. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what you have planned for me. I know that I'm going to go and teach. I know that I have this meeting. I know that I have to go to Walmart later, but I don't know what you have for me. And whatever it is, God, I'm going to thank you already for what it is, right? And I try to create some type of habits. And then when I come back, you know, when I'm in my car alone, driving here from one place to another place, it's at least 20, 25 minutes, right? So I kind of tense that time to, okay, God, thank you so much for letting me go over this day with teaching or meeting or whatever I needed to do. And thank you for this specific conversation that I have with this kid, or thank you for this specific conversation I have for a parent or whatever it is, right? So just being thankful. And let me tell you something, I feel much better. I feel less stressed. I feel happy. It does change the attitude sometimes. It's just change the day sometimes more positive if it started negative, right? So it's good to just create this habit. One thing that I also have applied is that having that gratitude journal, and it just helped to write things down, not only to for remembering things, right? But it's just something about writing that it gives you the time to express things and just be able to have kind of like incorporate that, right, throughout the day and just go back to those notes and say, you know what, I'm so stressful. Let me just open my journal and just remember what God have done for me, right? So it's just something about writing also. So there's many things that you can practice throughout the year just to be thankful. Remember, as a family, 1 or 2 years, I used to do more stuff when Jomar was little, but we have a jar, and every day throughout the year, as much as we remember, we were writing something to be thankful for and put it there in the jar. And then for Thanksgiving, we'll open that jar and kind of go through all those blessings and all those grateful times. And it was just so nice. Oh, yeah, I remember that, because we forget easily, right? I don't even remember what happened in January or February or March. A few things here and there, but when you write it down and you can go back, it's just like, oh, wow, I remember, yeah, God really came through this time, right, or answered this prayer, or, yeah, I remember when this person came to visit me, and I was not expecting that visitation, right? So it's just so nice to just be thankful every year through every season and every month, right, that you go through. I wanted to share a couple of verses, but Thanksgiving is a gift given to us by the good and loving nature of our Heavenly Father. In and out of every season of life, we have a reason to give thanks because we serve a holy, faithful, and good and loving God, and we serve the only King who will lay down his life for his unworthy, rebellious servants. We serve a God perfectly worthy of all of the thanksgiving and praise we could possibly give. One thing I'm teaching the kids at the school is to pray. Sometimes I ask them, anybody want to pray? And they don't want to pray. And I know, because they don't know what to say. So we have been praying. We have been learning the different things that we can include in a prayer. And start, first of all, with praising God, and then confessing our sins, and then it comes in the prayers, requests that we have, and then we finish with saying thank you to God. And the first thing I have teach them is to praise God, and how we can praise God. And then we went through all the names of God, right? God is our Father. God is a loving Father. We can say God is powerful. God is our friend, our refuge, right? And all the Bible verses that we have been learning, I said, you can also include that in your praising time. And little by little, they're coming along, but sometimes we don't know what to say. And so we have been going through who God is. And then I said, from this list, who God is to you? And pick one or two and make that, you know, part of your praising time when you pray. And we have learned that God is a good Father, that we are children of God, that we are loved, and that we are safe. And we have to be, if we don't think of anything else that we can give thanks for, at least we can thank God for being our children and for him to be our Father, for us to be his children and for him to be our Father. In using the incredible gift of thanksgiving, we remind ourselves of how truly good our Father is. In thanksgiving, we experience the joy of a proper perspective and have our hearts stirred by the renewing of our minds. I went too far. Psalms 104 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name." When we come before God, we thanksgiving, we seek the face of our Father while grounding ourselves firmly in the truth of his perfect nature. When we begin our days, prayers, worship, reading, and fellowship with a heart of thanksgiving, we live out of a place of faith and reality found in the kingdom of God come to earth. Our God is bigger and better than our circumstances, and we have learned that through the last month, right? I know our church have going through a lot, health-wise, and it just have been so inspiring to see that God is bigger than our circumstances, and God is powerful, and God is faithful. And even through those moments, we know that he's there with us, and he will help us through that journey. Our God is bigger and better than our circumstances, than our fears, than our wounds, than our misconceptions and past failures. There is security and joy in declaring the goodness, the kindness, the loving, and the internal nature of our Father. We dictate the emotions we feel by what we choose to dwell on and believe. Our minds are the battleground for our emotions, for our actions, for our desires to dwell in communion with our good Father. Ephesians 5:20 said, giving thanks always and for everything to God, even the good and the bad and all the difficulties that we can go through. Give thanks to God always and for everything. The Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Psalms 92:1-5, I don't know if that's big enough, but it said, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night. From the morning all the way to night, right? There's a big space on time there, right? And we can see how God is faithful to us. And when we come at nighttime, we can thank God for giving us a home to come back to, a bed to come back to, right? A family to come back to. To the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. For you, O Lord, hath made me glad by your work, all the works of your hands, and sing for joy. How great are your works, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. Our hearts become glad when we offer continual thanksgiving. 5 minutes of thanksgiving and praise has the power to change the direction of each day. 5 minutes. It has the power to stir our hearts and make us open to and aware of God's will for us in every situation. It fills us with an atmosphere of joy and of the Spirit, and it can greatly assist us in choosing the life of communion with the Father over the pursuits of the world as temptations and situations arise. May you be empowered and filled with transcendent joy as you engage in continual thanksgiving in your daily life. Take time in guided prayer to practice thanksgiving and enjoy the fruits of a renewed mind and a heart filled with joy and truth. And I want to give now the time to anyone who want to give thank you to God for whatever he have done to you throughout this year. Debbie? Amen. We love you guys, and we're happy to see you here. Yes? Mm-hmm.
Thank you for a healthy new granddaughter.
Amen. Congratulations. And she's here today. Charlie.
I appreciate how you come in every Sabbath and come around and wish each one of us, ask us how we're doing, and just let us know that you're there.
Thank you. Dan.
Thankful for safe travel this week.
Amen. Yes, a lot of traveling that's going to happen also next week. I hope everybody gets safely wherever they need to go. Doreen?
I am very thankful that just during this past week, our son and his wife, we live in Georgia, had a fire that came very close.
Oh, wow.
Nobody was home, but fortunately, someone saw it, and they were able to stop it. It was very close to burning the home down. So we were giving many prayers of thanks.
Yes.
That was taken care of them by our daughter.
Mm-hmm. Amen for that. Amen. Praise God. Yes.
I'm thankful that God provided us about plenty of firewood this winter and even some for next year too.
Yes. That's important. Yes. Amen. I'm happy that so far no snow. By this time last year, we were burying snow, right? I'm okay with the tip of the mountains. That's okay. Anybody else? Yes.
Thankful for Jesus Christ who died for me.
Amen. He does, right? He's a good father that loves us so much. Yes. Absolutely. Church is not the same without you, Joel, and Debbie, and the school, too. We miss you there. Yes. Isn't she sweet? He said he thank you for his wife. Yes, I'm pretty sure she's thankful for you too. You feel the love. Yes, yes, yes.
I think that we still have the freedom to come and worship together.
Yes. Freedom. Yes, something that not everybody have in many ways. Yes.
I'm also thankful
Oh, happy birthday. November babies. And a November baby, too. I'm thankful because I was able to spend time with my father. We have birthdays. He had the 7th, and I was the 8th, and he just turned 79. And I'm just grateful that I don't think we have spent... The last time we spent a Thanksgiving together when he was 70, and we went to Puerto Rico to celebrate. So it had been some years before that we haven't spent a birthday together. So I'm thankful for that. Anybody else? Yes. Yeah, definitely. As I watch the news, it's just like, sometimes it's just like, this is real? This is really happening? I mean, you see some videos out there that is just like, wow. I just can't imagine myself in a situation like that, but we'll have to be prepared, right? Jesus is coming soon, and we just need to be prepared. Anybody else? Yes. They are gracious gift. Even when they don't let us sleep at night or they cry, they are gracious gift. It just get better and better, better and better. Anybody else? Yes. Prayer is a powerful tool, right? I share with the kids that when I was younger, for me, prayer was like, oh, I need to pray, you know? But as I become an adult, I can live without prayer. It's just not only just a best tool ever in a Christian life, but it's just like essential. It's something that I feel like I cannot live without it, right? The power is just so powerful. And it's just so nice to talk to God. So we have been teaching the kids that prayer is just talking to God like he is your, like a friend, right? Just like you talk to a friend. It make it easier to think it like that way. Anybody else? Yes. Mm-hmm. How much longer do we have before the Yeah. We just need to be thankful that Jesus is coming soon. In between that, a lot of things are going to happen, but we have to think about our brighter future, right? Which is spending our eternal life with Jesus Christ. Anybody else? Yes. I know my sister lives in New York City and, well, in New York, but maybe an hour from the city. And it's just a lot going on right now there with all these, you know, demonstrations against or whatever of Israel. And it's just people get really aggressive and, you know, it get crazy. And yeah, we need to live for the, definitely be thankful to be here, right? Peaceful, and but there's the cities are going through a lot right now. Yeah. Well, I want to leave you with some few more Bible verses, and then we pray. Throughout this week, during this week of Thanksgiving, just meditate on the importance of Thanksgiving and allow scripture to stir up your desire to offer Thanksgiving in every season. Colossians 4:2 said, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Psalms 103:2 said, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Let's take time to give thanks to God. Think about how he sent Jesus to die for you and for me. Think about how faithful he is and always will be. Think about how good heaven will be. And give thanks for any gift he's given to you. Psalm 69:30-31 said, I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs. Psalm 75:1 said, we give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks for your name is near. We recount your wondrous deeds. And I know that we're gonna feel so much better when we engage in thanksgiving. Have your concerns, desires, and perspectives shifted? It have to me. Every time I give thanks to God, my concerns, my desires, my perspectives change. Knowing that we have a powerful God. And that he will be with us forever and ever and ever. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come to you, praising your name. Thank you for being a good father. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a doctor. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you, God, for your love and unconditional love. Thank you for calling us your children. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. God, today and every day, we want to have a thankful, grateful heart. Knowing, God, that you are with us, that you are the provider of our food, the provider of our home, the provider of our health, our family, our jobs, God, and everything that we have. As we spend time with our families this week, let us remember that. And God, we want to say thank you for all the prayer requests and the prayer answers throughout this year. Thank you for all our members that who have been sick, God, and we can see now that they're doing better. As we're getting closer and closer to your second coming, God, let us be faithful to you. We ask you for everything that is happening around the world. Let us know, God, that let us remember that even through that, you are in control, God. And one day, very soon, we're going to be in heaven to you when we don't have to worry and we don't have to see more illnesses and violence and war and all these bad things happening, God. Thank you for that bright future. In the meantime, God, help us to stay strong, stay faithful, and stay grateful. In Jesus' name, amen. There's this song that to finish, and I don't know if you guys have heard it or not, but it's a song that I like because it talks about the goodness of God. And you're going to put it from up there? Okay. The volume can be a little bit more up.
sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night.
Enjoy the Sabbath. Let us remember that. In Jesus' name, amen.